This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Christine Wong, and with the KLCI update is...
Arvind Viraj, and the KLCI is down by 0.39% at 1,601 points. Active stocks are Key ASIC Berhad, Ucrest Berhad, and SE Estate Builder Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.11 against the US dollar, 3.17 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.09 against the Sing dollar.
All right, well, thank you very much for the KLCI update. Now, what is the question that we have running throughout the show today?
We're asking you, would you provide brands personal data in exchange for an enhanced shopping experience? So customization and you getting products that you would want to buy in the future.
Mm-hmm.
The options are yes, any data, yes, some data, depends on the brand, no, stay positive. No, stay positive has the highest vote, 52.6%, depends on the brand, 20%. Yes, some data, 24%, and yes, any data, 2.2%.
I think you meant stay private instead of stay positive. But I
stay
like
private,
I like,
stay private.
I like your optimistic attitude. On Instagram, we've got the poll as well. It's currently at yes at 30% and no at 70% and a couple of responses. So PDX3156 says, we will still seek out the familiar and most times curated content. Heather3086 says, they can pay for their own market research. And Zati Zuhari says, depends. If I really like the brand, yes. But if only a one-time purchase, then nope.
Fair enough. Yeah, we have a couple of tweets. Chief Tat says, some data in exchange for a better shopping experience. And SC Koo says, I don't need enhanced shopping experience.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, those are the opinions of some of the people who have already messaged in. If you've got an opinion that you'd like to share with us, you can get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio or on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. But now we'll move on from data to more data. So slightly different tack, though. TikTok, right? Y'all know TikTok. It is the wildly popular short-form video app that has been a big hit with the younger generation especially. And because of that, it's kind of coming under fire a little bit. TikTok and its Chinese parent ByteDance could face damages claim worth billions of pounds in London's High Court over allegations they've illegally harvested the private data of millions of European children. Yeah, Anne Longfield, the former Children's Commissioner for England and so-called litigation friend or public face of an anonymous 12-year-old girl leading the class action, said that affected children could receive thousands of pounds each if the claim is successful. Longfield alleged that every child that has used TikTok since May 15th, 2018 may have had private personal information illegally collected by ByteDance through TikTok for the benefit of unknown third parties. Parents and children have a right to know that private information, including phone numbers, physical location, and videos of their children are being illegally collected, she said, as a website to detail the case goes live. A TikTok representative said that privacy and safety were the company's top priorities and that it had robust policies, processes, and technologies in place to help protect all users, especially teenage users.
Mm-hmm.
We believe the claims lack merit and intend to vigorously defend the action, the representative said, but... TikTok is one of the world's most popular apps, especially amongst the younger generation, and has around 100 million users in Europe alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the COVID-19 pandemic, which has shut up many children at home, has helped cement its success. The claimants, advised by law firm Scott & Scott, alleged that TikTok violated UK and European Union data protection laws by processing young people's data without adequate security measures, transparency, the consent of guardians, or legitimate interest. The claim demands that the company delete all children's personal information and states that damages could run into, quote, billions of pounds if successful. Such US-style opt-out data privacy class actions, which bind a defined group automatically into a lawsuit unless individuals opt out, are rare in Britain. The case has been put on hold while it awaits a UK Supreme Court ruling in a bellwether case against internet giant Google over alleged unlawful tracking of phone users in 2011 and 2012 through third-party cookies. So, look, the question of data and privacy and who it's being sold to and who it's being given to have been around for a long time.
Mm.
But I think it's just getting so much steam now with TikTok specifically because it is a platform that is generally, you know, generally speaking, used by children and teenagers and young adults.
Yeah. Didn't we just talk about this yesterday? We were, and the day before, where
we've
said...
been having a strange a sub-theme this week so far about children and tech and social media, right?
Yeah. And we said that, you know, what if they designed like devices for kids or social media platforms for kids? But if you have issues like this, especially where they say that they've harvested and sold the data for unknown third parties...
Mm-hmm.
How do you even go about that? And this, like, honestly, looking at the details, I know this is like when they say lawsuit, it means that this is going to go on for years and years and years. But looking at the details alone, this doesn't look good. And moreover, because it's kids, like they said that this is data that's attached to the kids that are on TikTok, like children, right? I don't know. It would seem complicated if it just said data. I think it makes it easier. I don't know. I think it makes it easier because it's to do with children who have no awareness of what they're giving up on these social media platforms.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we did cover, you know, even for example, personalized ads, right? On TikTok, they've just switched from opt-out to opt-in, I believe, something along those lines. So, you know, it's one of those situations where TikTok has already had some relatively interesting approaches to what you know, what they reveal, what data they're revealing that they're getting on you or not, really, and what they're using it for.
I think this goes is gonna do that whole thing where, like you mentioned, was Google, right? Where we heard about the news, what, 3 years ago? Then it just goes through like loops and cycles, and you know, resolution is either bound to come out in a very long time from now, or not come out at all.
Yeah, definitely. But that is our second story. We're going back, though, to our question for you today, which is...
would you provide brands personal data in exchange for an enhanced shopping experience? Why or why not? Yes, any data. Yes, some data. Depends on the brand. No, stay private. Those are the options on Twitter.
Right, so that's our question. And you can, of course, answer us on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio and on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And after this little bit of music, we'll be talking about something that like we both don't know a lot about, which is Netflix.
What's that?
We don't know. It's just a mystery. And we'll find out more about it after the break. Here is Help Me Rhonda by the Beach Boys on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.